Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Stevens scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Berardino steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo scores. McCuskey moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics won. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Helf reaches second base with a double. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Helf takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Chapman reaches second base with a double. McCuskey scores. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Grace throws the ball into Berardino, who relays the ball to Helf, who tags McQuinn, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lum Harris now pitching. Gene Desautels now catching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillinger for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Grace reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Handley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Grace moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5. And the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a line drive towards short. Caulfield catches it and throws to first to double up Zarilla. 2 outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Helf hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jake Caulfield. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. 1 out. Russ Derry pinch hits for Lum Harris. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. Everett Fagan now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Gene Handley. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall pinch hits for Everett Fagan. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.